a lot of paint chips when you were a kid?
With your hosts, Matt Moore and Matt Mastromaro.
And then Gruesome Doosome!
Gruesome Doosome!
Oh, yeah!
Featuring Massachusetts metal and punk.
All those lyrics about hell, demons, and doom. What if I told you it's all real?
And brutal takes on music, movies, food, sports, and more.
What do any of you know about being brutal?
WMFO Med.
So the loonies are outside in the real world, and here we are with the keys to the loony bin, boys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome back after a nice 2-week layoff.
Woo!
Brutal Brunch back here in WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org.
British punk for the new Prime Minister, Lord Buckethead.
That's right. That was Matt made a request. He's like, hey, we should play the song because of the crazy ass election that just happened. I was like, how about this deep cut?
And how about this cut?
We'll do an old school Clash album. That was English Civil War. And basically describing the current state of the United Kingdom, maybe?
Yeah, it's a mess.
So, for those of you who do not know, it's kind of hilarious, because Theresa May almost played herself. Well, she did play herself. Could have been worse.
She played herself, yeah. She's literally...
Just as David Cameron played himself.
You played yourself.
But she called for a snap election, thinking that the people would reaffirm the rule of the Conservatives and the Brexit decision. And no, she lost a bunch of seats. And the Labour Party gained a bunch of seats. And Lord Buckethead gained over 200 votes in Maidenhead.
69 votes.
A new record.
100 times for Elmo, like a man in Elmo
there
costume.
Was Elmo ran, Lord Buckethead, and somebody dressed as Boss Hogg.
Hell yeah.
From Dukes of Hazzard.
Why the hell not?
And they have they're literally on stage with Theresa May and Corbyn and the other candidates.
It was amazing. Somebody said, "Is this a DDT pro wrestling press conference?"
And Lord Buckethead ran against Margaret Thatcher back in the 80s.
God bless him. Is it the same guy?
Unconfirmed whether it's...
Yeah.
So, yes, Lord Buckethead...
he's immortal.
A little bit similar to... Looks a little bit like Darth Vader, but instead of a Darth Vader helmet, he has a very tall black bucket on his head.
Yeah. Yeah, he's very... Yeah, it's awesome.
And the main draw for his personal platform is to bring back CFAX, which was the original teletext channel on... TV, the BBC, you like turn it on and we give you your news headlines printed out and
printed,
yep. Sports scores, the weather, things like that. And they abandoned it a little while ago and he wants to bring it back.
Bring it back. And he wants to, he's from space or whatever, and he said that he wants to make peace with the humans.
Yep. He's benevolent. He wants to, wants to hold another Brexit referendum as well. So he does have some,
No, he said, I want a referendum on whether we should have a referendum.
Right, right. So there you go for
there you go. And then the guy who
everyone's new favorite candidate.
And then Corbyn is the one that like that's the internet darling, right?
He's the Bernie Sanders.
Left. He's very Sanders like, but even more left of Sanders, I think, because he's European, right? Because you can't get that left in America. But I don't know anything about him, to be perfectly frank. I know
a lot of people became overnight experts in UK politics.
I'm only an expert about Lord Buckethead.
But the excitement will probably be short-lived because Theresa May is going to team up with the ultra-right dup of basically the right-wing, mostly affiliated with Ireland. I forget what DUP stands for now, but the unionists. And not a good unionist, not like...
Not good
union. Not like pro-business union. Not no, no, not the street dog unions. These are righter than the Tea Party.
Nice.
So.
All right, fight it out. Fist fight. Who can win?
So there you go. English Civil War. That's why we went out of the country and out of the genre for that lead-off track today. But we will be getting back to our Black Metal Song of the Week this week.
Oh, my God. Which is also English.
It is?
Yeah, they're English. And Al Nathrock are English.
There you go.
It's two guys, and then they hired a drummer, basically, to help them. It's funny, because like when you listen to their stuff, which is a great part of doing the show is like finding bands like that, where I'm like, who are these guys? And then like getting really into them and loving it. And like buying a bunch of their shirts
because they're all going down the rabbit hole.
But yeah, I saw a couple interviews because I really feel like I'm pronouncing the name wrong every single time, and I am. It's Anal Nathrock, and I think I've been saying Anal Nekroth, whatever. It is named after Merlin's charm from the Excalibur movie from like the late 70s. But yeah, just like a pudgy English dude and his friend. And like, he kind of looks like me. He's just bald. He has like a beard, just a bigger guy. But yeah, like it's an abuse of sound, and you're gonna hear that later. It's like being assaulted with music. That's what it feels
like. Sonic assault.
It's so much.
And then we will have our speaking of mispronounced band names, we have our concert calendar.
Oh yeah.
We get
a very lengthy metal history this week because it's 2 weeks, basically.
Yeah, we had a lot of time to make up.
Of whatever I wanted. Oh.
There's a preview.
Are you previewing stuff?
I don't know how that happened. We heads up, there's going to be technical difficulties on the show because we can't run through the computer right now.
Hell yeah.
It's going to be very, very...
Well, I can run on mine.
Very exciting. We're ready for the first song, at least.
Let's do it.
We have our concert calendar. We have the Return of the Metals Police Blotter and then some quick other news notes to get to. Before that, we have the latest song from Soul Remnants. Their album... Speaking of things I don't know how to pronounce, Ouroboros comes out on July 21st, and released Dissolving Into Obscurity.
Crushed it.
Leading up to that, and we're going to play it for you now, maybe, hopefully.
No, we got it. Don't even worry about it.
And you're listening to Brutal Brunch on WMFO, Medford 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org. This is Soul Remnants Dissolving Into Obscurity.
Yep.
Liquid dark sound. I am Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo. We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day. People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America and all your problems are done, they don't understand that that's the beginning of everything. I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Eventually, we just played for you Cazador. That was
the
latest.
Oh, Lord Buckethead.
Off of Broken Sun, that was Black Dwarf. The latest from those guys, out now. And before that was the latest from Soul Remnants. I was Dissolving into Obscurity off of the upcoming Ouroboros, something like that, out on July 21st. And now you're all plugged in, right? Because now...
Oh, yeah, baby.
It's time for...
Get ready.
Where is it?
Metal History!
Of metal history, open up your ear holes. I'm going to shove some information in. First of all, 10 years ago, very important, bring the bed down? Because it's going to be...
Oh, sorry. We also have the air conditioner we're shouting over.
That's true. I'm shouting over the air conditioner. 10 years ago. This week, last week, doesn't matter. Me and Matt Moore graduated from Holy Cross. This is the most important song of 2007. I don't think it actually came out in 2007. It's not metal either. I love it.
I have no idea what this is.
You know exactly what this song is. Gasolina by Daddy Yankee.
Oh, no.
Wait, hang on. Wait till it kicks in, then you're going to know what it is.
I know that word.
Oh, my God. It's so good. I love Daddy Yankee. June 9th, 1997 came out. Equally important, Creed released the single What's This Life For after a smash hit, My Own Prison. Skip forward. I gotta tell ya, there's never been a more important song to me in 2007 than Creed's My Own Prison.
More than My Sacrifice? Wait, My Own Prison.
My Own Prison, the album.
Oh, I see. You played it. Okay.
Oh, man. Get well, Scott Stapp. Jesus Christ. May 28th, 2012.
I remember when Kevin Warren revealed to me that the song One is about affirmative action. It blew my mind.
The song One? The Creed song?
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Yeah, he's got weird opinions. May 28th, 2012? British music publication HMV Magazine names Number of the Beast the best British album released during Queen Elizabeth II's reign, beating such other bad bands like The Beatles and Adele. I just wanted to point that out because, like, screw The Beatles.
The Beatles. I hate The Beatles.
Good for you. More importantly, though, May 29th, 2015, Helloween is back, releasing the album My God-Given Right. There's seven consecutive album in a row. What I really want to talk about with this album is the cover, which features the Pumpkin Army invading the frozen New York City over like a Day After Tomorrow, where like the Statue of Liberty is frozen in ice, and it's just Pumpkin Army running over it. And like, you think it's funny and like the Helloween guys are being wacky, but it's important to remember that the ice shelf gap increased by about 20 feet yesterday, so that's gonna happen. The Helloween guys are gonna have to save us from our doom when we're all drowning. May 30th, 2010, the LA City Council declared Ronnie James Dio Day. Every day is Ronnie James Dio Day.
It's true.
If only you believe. Excuse me. I skipped forward. But we'll skip back.
All right.
Ronnie James Dio Day. Obviously, Ronnie James passed away earlier. One of the greatest voices in this genre, or I would say in any genre of music. This is my favorite bad song that he did called Mystery. It's very 80s. Can you see? There's a storm on the edge of the sky. Doesn't matter what it does to me, and I can tell you why. You know, when the thunder that should be rain, but it don't always follow. Wait, the rain. Right? This is like the precursor to ICP's Miracle.
Ooh. Now I'm ready.
Because you had questions about normal things that happen every day. That's Ronnie James Dio asking the hard questions like, where does the rain come from? It's equivalent to how do magnets work, but not really. May 29th, 1985.
They're on the same wavelength. You know that's like transcendent right there.
I can't disagree.
Yeah.
Ronnie James Dio is an amazing genius, and so
as is Violent J.
Violent J and Shaggy Tudor. Can I say, like, I was watching, since we've had such a long break here, I was watching, like, a lot of early 2000s WCW, because I hate myself. There was so much, like, ICP, and the No Limit Soldiers, and, like, I
just
feel
rap is crap.
Like, the rap is crap thing, I feel like I just blacked out. Like, I feel like I don't remember that. And I'm like, oh, yeah, this was, like, all of wrestling. May 29th, 85, German hair metal boys and girls Warlock released the album Hellbound. I'd never heard of these guys before until making this week's Metal History, and I really like this album, and I really like this song in particular, which is Time to Die. Like, listen to the lyrics. Hang on, I'm gonna get you. Let's scrub forward.
this lady. She means it, dude.
That's so good. That's just so good. June 1st, 2012, Creator releases the album Phantom Antichrist. We brought them back. Don't forget that.
Yep.
Who brought Creator back? We did.
Is there a week that Creator and Halloween did not do something in history?
No. Creator and Halloween put out albums every single week for the forever. There's never not been a Creator or Halloween album. What is that? I don't think I can play it because I think he swears a naughty word right away. June 3rd, 82, British heavy metal band Raven releases their second studio album, Wiped. Part of the second wave of British heavy metal with like Judas Priest and Iron Maiden. They're trying to distinguish themselves. The lead singer described their sound as athletic rock, which literally makes no sense. Athletic rock is my genre now. Bring the Hammer Down, which I assume is about working out, getting athletic, doing squats, doing sprints. It's very dirty. It's very like bluesy, you know, like your blues-based Motorhead stuff. It's fun. Yeah, it's your bouncy blues.
I was going to say, Raven, speaking of early 2000s, late 90s wrestling.
Yeah, Jesus. As the kings of Latter Day Metallica fans, Metallica on June 4th, 1996 releases Load. This is obviously Cake Nothing. My plan for the next like Women's March event is just to go to the White House, just play this and be like, listen to this, Trump. Just play it like all day and all night. Then he'll listen. Even though like literally the FBI was like, he was a liar and he basically threatened to me to stop doing the investigation, and the Republicans are like, big win today. We weren't convicted of an actual crime. Big win.
He will be though with the song.
That's right. There'll be an armed revolution if I stand in front of the House. I'll stand in front of the White House long enough and people will go absolutely wild.
You will be the hero of the day.
I will be the hero of the day. Oh no. I've cut something for time.
Okay.
Sorry.
You have all the time you need.
I might come back to it then. June 6, 95, King Diamond releases the album Spider's Lullaby, which I'm just going to let play in the background. Unlike King Diamond albums, it doesn't feature... the entire album is not a concept album. It's couple short stories to start off.
Oh, okay.
And then the second half of the album is a concept album about a man who is terribly afraid of spiders, and as a result goes to a doctor to cure his fear of spiders. But guess what? Not a doctor. Scares him to death. He's a spider. He's literally a spider, and he scares him to death, and it's sweet as hell. This is Room 17, where the guy is getting experimented on by spiders, and I'm going to let the lyrics kick in because I know... You don't like how King Diamond
I don't
sings,
like King Diamond's
but
vocal
range. It's amazing.
Range.
He goes, "Oh, I'm a wizard. Are you scared?" King Diamond rules.
I remember because I just only saw like the illustrations of him and photos of him.
Yep.
And then I was like all amped, and then I hear his.
And then he does it, and you're like, "What's like, going on with this guy?" Hey, man. King Diamond's like a satanic priest. Think about it. Think about
Speaking
it.
Speaking of satanic priest, I think it was you retweeted the
Church of Satan
reality winner and her Luciferian tattoos.
Good for her.
I guess we'll get to her later.
I guess we will. I really haven't. Honestly, I've been... There's too much going on, honestly, at this point. June 4th, 99 was what I skipped, but I'm coming back to it because I love this movie. And I love Megadeth to a certain extent. Megadeth releases the music video for Crush 'Em. Off of the, not Bionic Soldier.
Universal Soldier?
Universal Soldier, which are starring Goldberg. Not John Cleve and him, starring Goldberg.
And it has, industrial.
Yeah, it's very industrial. It has a classic, like, cheesy Megadeth thing where they're like, heads I win, tails you lose. about to play out. This is also, I believe, was the goal song for the Nashville Predators when they started. Russia. Speaking of the Preds, go Preds. You gotta hear it, though. It's so good. It's gonna hurt so hard. Ooh!
What year was it?
99.
Ah, okay.
June 7, 2011, Arch Enemy releases Chaos Legions.
Oh, yes. This is the tour I saw them in Amsterdam.
This is a great album. This is a great song. This is Yesterday is Dead and Gone. Song.
Starts off so good.
The whole song is good. The video
the intro is awesome,
good.
Too, before this, because it's like the rise of the Chaos Legions.
Yeah. This is to say, Angela, please start returning our calls and come on the show. Oh, it's so much.
It's when the brothers were reunited temporarily. The same. I think we were talking about Warbringer last time we were on.
Yep.
Same show.
Yeah.
And the dude in Warbringer was in the crowd watching.
I mean, I love that band. June 8th, 2010, your boys from your genre, deathcore, Whitechapel released.
Yes.
New Era of Corruption.
Actually, some of the old stuff was kind of gross.
Yeah. Was this 2010?
Okay.
This is Reprogrammed to Hate, which I can only play for like 2 seconds. But he says naughty words. That's it. something for me now.
Thank you for that.
June 8th, 1992, Faith No More releases the album Angel Dust. This is Everything Is Ruined off that album. I really like Faith No More, and I really like Mike Patton.
That does not surprise me.
Matt, how do you feel about Mike Patton and all his 400 projects?
I have to say, I really only listen to Faith No More.
Really?
No Mr. Bungle, no, nothing else.
Phantomas is, Tomahawk.
Tomahawk, yeah.
Tomahawk's more of, like, straight ahead, like, rock and roll, and less of, like, I'm gonna fart into a trash can, whatever. Like, Mr. Bungle was, like, literally, like, no restrictions. Like, do whatever you want.
Although, ironically, one of the best Faith No More songs, We Care A Lot.
We Care A Lot?
It was pre-Mike Patton, right?
Yes. Important. Speaking of Mike Patton, I always have to play this. One of my favorite clips ever from the now defunct G4.
60s Italian music with an orchestra.
It's Mike Patton describing
about.
What he's doing.
I'm doing a record.
And
with Danny
he's
Automator.
At Lollapalooza.
G4, the original home of Olivia Munn. And
me and Rozelle are going to do a record.
That kid guy at this, midnight.
No, who's the other woman?
Stuff to do.
That was awesome.
You don't need to look very
far. Oh.
And these are all things that really I've been wanting to do for 5 years.
Hang on, Mike Patton's about to do it.
In a strange way.
He's about to do it.
Are you hearing this? What year are we in?
Mike Patton rules. He's right. Wolf Mother sucks. June 9th, 2008. Our boys Venom released the album Hell. This is Kill the Music. And it sounds exactly as it should because it's Venom. Here you go. Morgan Webb. There was another girl who hosted called Cheat. She gave you like tips. The sad pretender,
the names on every deal. Kristen Adams.
Kristen Adams.
Just talking about G4 Tech TV over.
Sorry guys, we're talking about G4 Tech TV over this sweet, sweet Venom song. That's the show. our boy, our mutual boy, Kev Werner, and me and him, speaking of 2007, we used to watch a lot of G4, obviously, because we're idiots. And
it was awesome.
Yeah, he, like, carried a flame for Kristen Adams there. I think her name was Kristen Holt, and she got
Kristen
married.
Kristen Holt, yep.
Yeah. Shameful. Anyway, that's this this several last weeks in metal. On with the Conch Calendar. Thank you.
All right, now for your concert list of metal songs you can see across the state for the upcoming week, starting tonight, Saturday, June 10th. The Midway Cafe, it's Psycho, Conclave, Whoopie Sticks, Gant, and Spillers. Kodo, as Ramius screams of Hockamock, set your anchor and lost to the waves.
Also bought a Kodo t-shirt. It's awesome.
You did?
It just says Kodo. It's a Chinese restaurant. And it just has like an old, like, I don't know, scary picture of an old house.
Perfect.
The Shea Theater in Turner's Falls. It's the Skell at the Shea show with Sabella, Kayonashi, Boundaries, Divided Life, PRY, and Refuge. Shenanigans Pub has Unflesh, Maniacal Violator, and Ashen Wings. On Wednesday, the 14th, at Sonya, it's Weed Eater, Black Wizard, Serial Hawk, and Leatherlung. I'm sure you'll be there for all your stoner metal.
I will. I'll be like, whoa!
Kind of an interesting story. I was told, I remember when Leatherlung first came out.
I like that kind of music. I don't love it. I like it.
It's like your King Diamond kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Leatherlung, I was told by another third party that they were trying to, quote, make it without Facebook. They have a Facebook now. So there you go. Thursday, June 15th at Orion's Pub, you can see a Black Mass, Death of Kings, Funeral of a God, and Garroted. At the Bright Music Hall, it is the Vanna Farewell Tour, and they're playing with Ghost Keys and Sirens and Sailors. At Ralph's, it's Mel Thursday with Death Cult, Ramius, and Churchburn. And next Friday, June 16th at Shenanigans Pub, it's Shenana Fest with Unveil Tomorrow, An Unction and Braille, Burial, Taxidermy, Brickshot, and Brainwash. That is it. Those are all the shows you can see. And now back to you.
This week's Black Metal Song of the Week, as it's been for quite a while, is again the champs, Anal Nathrak, off of the album Domine Non Es Dignus. This is Do Not Speak. Speaking of bands without a Facebook or in anything, Anal Nathrak, there is nothing. I saw one interview with the guy. He, as I said before, just kind of a portly English man with a beard. He looks kind of like me, but is bald. This song is awesome. If you're driving, you should pull over. Or if you're listening to this in your headphones, you should lay down on the floor or something. Anyway, Black Metal Song of the Week, Anal Nathrak, Do Not Speak. Brutal Brunch.
If you want a picture of the future, imagine a boot stamping on a human face forever.
There it is, the latest from Seven Spires. That was Stay off the upcoming album Solvig, coming out August 4th. Before that was Anal Natharak, Do Not Speak, off of Domino Es Dignus. Black Metal Song of the Week. And Matt, you bought all their shirts.
Stamping on a human face forever.
Forever.
We got some looks. We got some looks.
We're just about done here. We're going to wrap things up a little bit early because we got a nice long Elder Song to sign off with because they have new stuff out. But very quickly, two quick highlights from the Melrose Police Blotter. Always a good time.
Yes.
Monday, May 29th, trucks were reportedly unloading at Whole Foods Market just before 8 a.m.
How dare they?
Police went and found no delivery trucks, just one picking up trash.
We called the police on the trash man?
Apparently.
There's a garbage truck. What's going on?
Not in my backyard before 8 a.m.
Jesus.
This is a good one. Thursday, June 1st, at 4:30 a.m., a caller reported two men going through a dumpster on West Emerson Street. They were apparently screaming. Police responded and Police responded and found a father and son there. Reportedly, the father threw some items away that the son wanted. After they collected the belongings, they moved along.
That is hilarious.
So there's a good one leading up to Father's Day for you.
That's a reason to call the police and say if this guy's from the dumpster screaming. I'd be like, something's going on. You guys should probably check this out.
Friday, June 2nd, just before noon, someone reported that man... Typos all over this police blotter, by the way.
Unbelievable.
Get your act together, guys. Just before noon, someone reported that manhole covers were being removed on Hurd Street.
That's bad.
Responding officers said no covers were missing.
That's crazy.
Ooh.
What does that mean, you think?
I don't know.
Probably conspiracy.
Oceana was right. And then aliens. Sunday, June 4th at 2:33 p.m., police were told that young adults were in the parking lot and basketball court areas of Horace Mann School, possibly doing drugs.
Yeah, they were.
Police responded and said they spoke with about 50 people by the hoop courts. The police said they would keep an eye on the area.
I had that.
They don't specify whether it's 50 juveniles doing drugs or 50 neighbors watching them.
At the Horace Mann? Because that's kind of set back in the woods, so you could do teen drugs in the woods. But you're still kind of on the street. You're not really that.
It's fairly secluded. Open. Yeah,
it's pretty open. Not a good place to do drugs, teens.
All right, so that was that. The Mean Streets of Melrose.
So mean, so rough.
Your Preds tonight have a big game.
Preds.
Elimination
Preds.
Game.
I can't stop looking up GIFs from the Sudden Death movie with Van Damme kicking Iceberg, whatever, into the dishwasher, killing him.
With you, Rusev, and Lana.
Me, Rusev, Lana.
They got to win tonight to force a Game 7.
Dave Mustaine, Carrie Underwood?
Carrie Underwood, married to Mike Fisher, and Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman.
Yeah, Keith Urban and me were watching the Preds game tonight.
And, Sid Crosby sucks. I hate him.
Sid Crosby. He's really good at hockey.
PK Subban's awesome.
He's good at hockey. I just hate him, you know?
Yep.
That's just how it is. I'm sorry.
Since we've been on, Kathy Griffin decapitated Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
Ripping off bands such as
Breharia.
And Gwar.
Well, Gwar.
And we also talked about the shirt of Municipal Waste of him shooting himself in the head.
Yeah, the Municipal Waste shirt. Yeah, the Breharia. Because remember I saw that Kathy Griffin thing, I'm like, get with the times, guys.
Seriously.
It was about 5 years ago. But, like, that Breharia song we played where they were, like, killing him with machetes or whatever. There was basically, like, a rap skit of, like, them. I was like, this is actually uncomfortable. Like, I was legitimately, like, disconcerting.
And don't forget that Marilyn Manson killed him, too. In, like, some weird trailer.
Years ago.
So, Kathy Griffin. Just a,
I don't know what Kathy Griffin is from other than she's always around.
Yeah.
Where was she on? Was she on a show?
I don't remember. She was on a bunch of, like, random stuff.
Okay.
So that happened.
Anyway.
DDT Pro had an event in an empty baseball stadium.
Yeah.
Just two dudes going across the entire stadium fighting each other.
Just like the empty arena match. The
exactly.
Rock and Mankind, where Rock got pinned by a forklift.
And finally, the Summer Slaughter Tour was announced.
With
and
Slaughter?
Your boys. What?
No, I'm just kidding.
Oceano will be on tour again.
Yes,
so if you missed their own, the Revelations Tour, they will be on Summer Slaughter Tour.
And there will continue to be Revelations. The truth is out there.
Yes. Also, the new Merkur song is out, speaking of black metal, the Danish Siren. And it's like a folk song. People are angry because it's not brutal.
It's not brutal enough?
Merkur, brutal or not brutal?
It's brutal if you say it. It's brutal. It depends on how you feel in your heart, you know? It's state of mind.
And, yes, Reality Winner, we mentioned, with her sweet tattoos.
I don't know what she leaked. That's how busy I've been. There's so much stuff going on. What did she do?
I lost track at this point. But, yeah, she was out as a leaker.
She's a leaker. What a dumb name. I don't even... that's all I want to comment on. Your name is dumb.
But yeah, your boy, some conservative, tweeted that she had devil tattoos.
Yes, the Church of Satan was like,
no, they're like juggalo tattoos.
No, those are juggalo tattoos. And I was like...
Which I don't know which I have more respect for.
It was the Church of Satan was arguing with Tucker Carlson about whether or not... I don't even know what she did, but let's just focus on the tattoos. Whether or not her tattoos were Luciferian in nature, and the Church of Satan, founded by Anton LaVey, was like, absolutely not. Those are juggalo tattoos, sir. And they went back and forth quite a bit. That's the part of the story that I focused on. Not what she did or what happened.
The part everybody's overlooking.
That's the important part, is that those are juggalo tattoos, not
Baphomet tattoos. I don't know if that was a juggalo tattoo, though. It was an angry, mean-looking clown court jester, but it wasn't quite the...
He had a Joker's card.
I don't know. It wasn't quite the Great Malenko.
Well, it wasn't a Hatchet Man, which would have been a dead giveaway.
Right.
So.
All right. Well, that wraps things up for us. We're heading out a little bit early today. We'll be back some point next weekend.
Yeah.
Maybe stay tuned. Could be Saturday. Could be Sunday.
Ooh.
We'll be back at same time regardless. So until then, stay brutal. Go see some sweet shows.
Yeah.
Buy some Anal the Thrak.
Yeah, buy some Anal on the
political
t-shirts.
T-shirts.
They're all really good.
Or a Kodo t-shirt
You can get a shirt that just says, imagine a boot stamping on a human face forever.
Ever.
It's written in Impact font. That's a shirt. You can have that.
All right, and we will sign off with some brand new music from the band Elder off their latest album, Reflections of a Floating World, which was released on June 2nd. We're going to sign off with Staving Off Truth. You've been listening to Brutal Brunch, WMFO, Medford 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org. Stay tuned for Mike on the mic. And we will talk to you later. Have a good week.
Stay brutal.